Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German Lutheran pastor, theologian, and one can truly say martyr of the last century. His book, The Cost of Discipleship, has been described as a modern classic. Bonhoeffer was born on the 4th of February 1906 in Breslau, which was then in Germany, now in Poland, into a large and intellectually brilliant family, several of whom were executed by the Nazi regime. Dietrich Bonhoeffer himself studied theology in Germany and then for a while in the US, and there he had profound experiences in the American Black Reformed Church circles before returning to Germany, where he became a pastor. Bonhoeffer was openly critical of the Nazi dictatorship, including being vocally opposed to Hitler's euthanasia program and the Nazi persecution of the Jews. He was arrested in April of 1943 by the Gestapo and imprisoned for 1.5 years. Later, he was transferred to Flossenbürg concentration camp. He was accused of being associated with the plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler, was quickly tried along with others, and then hanged in 1945, a few months before the end of the war. What a testing time to have been a Christian. In the midst of the horror of war with all its lies, violence, and deception. In such situations, one is always faced with a dilemma: to stand up for truth and risk being persecuted, or to compromise and say nothing. How easy it is to convince oneself that the latter is the wiser option. In his book, The Cost of Discipleship, he contrasts these two views in terms of cheap grace and costly grace. He writes, "Cheap grace means grace sold on the market, like cheap Jack's wares. The sacraments, the forgiveness of sin, and the consolations of religion are thrown away at cut prices. Grace is represented as the church's inexhaustible treasury, from which she showers blessings with generous hands without asking questions or fixing limits. Grace without price, grace without cost. The essence of grace, we suppose, is that the account has been paid in advance, and because it has been paid, everything can be had for nothing. Since the cost was infinite, the possibilities of using and spending it are infinite. What would be grace if it were not cheap? Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. Costly grace is the treasure hidden in the field, for the sake of which a man will go and sell all that he has. It is the pearl of great price, to buy which the merchant will sell all his goods. It is the kingly rule of Christ, for whose sake a man will pluck out the eye which causes him to stumble. It is the call of Jesus Christ, at which the disciple leaves his nets and follows him. Costly grace is the gospel, which must be sought again and again, the gift which must be asked for, the door at which a man must knock. Such grace is costly because it calls us to follow, and it is grace because it calls us to follow Jesus Christ. It is costly because it cost a man his life, and it is grace because it gives a person the only true life. It is costly because it condemns sin, and grace because it justifies the sinner. Above all, it is costly because it cost God the life of his Son. Ye were bought at a price, and what has cost God so much cannot be cheap for us. Above all, it is grace because God did not reckon his Son too dear a price to pay for our life, but delivered him up for us. Lord, help us to seek today that costly grace." Dietrich Bonhoeffer was executed in Flossenbürg concentration camp in 1945, 76 years ago, on this day.